And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
Later on in the program, the chairman of Fraser Foods joins us to talk about an in-store tie-in. It was a grocery store tie-in, a supermarket tie-in with the film Brokeback Mountain that has gained a bit of negative press attention. We will speak with Mr. Robert Green later in our show. Right now, I want to bring on the program a young man named Justin McElroy. He's a junior at L.A. Canyon High School. He is the junior class president there. He's a member of the student council, a student prefect. And we're going to talk about what's been in the press here the last 24 hours. That's a planned student strike against the Iraq war. Justin, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
You're a protest, I guess it's a walkout, is that correct?
This is a walkout plan by the students of LA Canyon for March 10th, and we are very proud to say we're going to have 100% participation.
You were telling my producer, Wayne Roberts, earlier that this is, you think, is the largest, the first large-scale protest of the Iraq war?
Well, we think it's the first large-scale protest of the Iraq war at the high school level in the United States. But as far as we know, it's probably the first massive student strike anywhere in the United States.
How many students are we talking about here?
We have a student body of some 2,800 students, and on a per capita basis, measured against other schools, that's, we think, a significant amount.
Are you saying you are going to get 100% participation in this strike against this the Iraq? And by the way, you're asking for an immediate pullout of troops from Iraq, or there will be no, quote, return to classes. Is that what I'm reading?
That is correct. That we are basically demanding that Bush withdraw the army from Iraq, and do it on at least make an announcement on an immediate level, or we will not return to our classes.
All right, now I want to ask you, Justin, if I'm clear, you're telling me that 100% of the students at LA Canyon High School are opposed to the U.S. involvement in Iraq and want an immediate troop pullout, correct?
We're asking for, and we do believe we're going to have 100% participation in the strike. In other words, we're going to have all students refusing to attend classes on March 10th, and as a show of solidarity.
Yeah, but you're not exactly saying all the kids are in favor of the pullout, correct?
Well, it's not really important, I don't think, if they're in favor of it or not. The student prefects and other members of the student council voted on it. It was seconded by members of the different campus clubs, and so it's we're going to tell them to do it.
All right. When you say campus clubs, which ones are we talking about now?
Well, we have a variety of clubs who come out in favor. Our varsity club, which is a basic club of varsity athletes, our swimming teams, journalism club, computer club, all the significant campus clubs. And so we think it's incumbent upon a student body to follow suit.
I guess what I'm getting to here is when you say you're going to get 100% participation, even from students that don't politically support this, and we can talk about this action being valid at the high school level in a moment, are you talking about forcing students?
We're not really forcing students, but I mean, if they don't want to be seen as outsiders, I guess. I mean, the kids that have decided to do this are basically the school student leaders. I mean, all the students that are recommending this are pretty significant. They are pretty much looked up to, or at least a lot of the kids want to probably be like us, that's why I say, I mean, if they don't participate, then they're going to, I guess they're probably going to look pretty stupid. And one thing to remember, I think, is that most, if not all, kids in high school are, the most important thing is that they're, a part of something as opposed to being seen as you know, just a total waste of space, I guess. You know, so you know, they're gonna join us. And
then my other question.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not sure I know how to respond to that.
Well, you guys are technically minors. In other words, at the college level.
That's not really true. I mean.
It is true. Technically, you're minors. See, the college level at the age of 18 and above. College students have every kind of political right because they're technically adults, but you're technically still minors. Do you think that you have the right?
Well, yeah, we have the right. I mean, I can tell you why we have the right. I mean, because I'm just not going to show up for class. That's what I say is my right. I'm just not. I mean, I don't really know.
But because as a minor, you're not legally held to the same standard as the rest of us. You know, in other words, you can get away with more, and you're not going to be a college student. Strikes, that college student goes to jail. If a minor goes out on strike, you're going to go to juvenile hall. Your parents bail you out. You know.
Well, in a lot of ways, that makes it more of a positive thing. The authorities at our school know that their back's against the wall on this. They can't do anything to us because of what you said. You know, we're minors, so they can't really, you know, put us in jail like they did Martin Luther or some of them. So we're counting on that.
All right, I'm talking with Justin McElroy. He's one of the student prefects at L.A. Canyon High School. He says the student body is walking out March 10th to protest U.S. involvement in Iraq, is asking for an immediate pullout of Iraq troops, or of American troops from Iraq, and they're going to have a strike and not return to classes until that happens. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. There's actually a number of these actions going on across the country at the high school level. But you were saying to me, Justin, just moments ago, that you think you anticipate yours is the largest and the first?
Without question, ours is going to be the first full walkout of the students on account of Iraq. And also, ours will probably be per capita the largest. We have 2,800 students in our school, and all of them not going to class is definitely going to rock someone's world. I mean, if you look at how most kids in high school are pretty uninvolved politically and are not all that smart when it comes to politics, we're showing the way. And also, even for the students that don't want to do it.
Well, you were talking to one of, I read it in the local press, you said that there would be hazing of students that are not involved in this?
No, I didn't say that, sir.
Well, I mean, what I'm trying to say is, you're not threatening kids who don't join you, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm not threatening. I'm just saying that if they don't, they're just going to be seen as you know, they're just going to be seen as losers. And you know, and what happens to losers? I mean, what naturally happens to them? I mean, at our school, you know, at a lot of different schools, different things. At our school, we have a lot of things. I mean, we have strip downs. We have you know, we have the blue bell alert. We got, you know,
what is a strip down?
I mean, it's something, you know, if it could be something as simple as just like stripping a kid's clothes off, making him run around the gym or something, you know, or it can't, a strip down can get more, and I'm not saying that I support this aspect of it, but the strip down can become more probably serious. I mean, I don't know how to say it, but I mean, there have been cases.
Cases of, all right, are we talking about hazing as in the Mepham High thing?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I think they use pine cones at Mepham High. Strip downs at L.A. Canyon are a little bit more, probably more serious than that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Tracy is on the line with Justin McElroy on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Tracy.
Hi.
Hi.
The reason why I'm calling, I was wondering if you guys have a total understanding of everything that's going on there and what a total pullout would do to everybody in Iraq.
They would be free from American, like everything that's happening there by America.
Yeah, but to,
you know,
pull out,
I mean,
completely, they would be unable to defend themselves from every, you know, from all the terrorists that are there.
Well, the only reason why there is the terrorism is because of America. See. And that's a lot of things that people don't know about.
No, that country.
You're saying
is...
the terrorism started because America got there?
Well, yeah. I mean,
9/11 happened before we went there.
9/11. I don't understand what you're talking about. What do you mean?
The country was full of oppression before we went there. That's why we went there.
I don't know if you have you seen Fahrenheit 9/11 or any of the other.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
And that movie is very biased.
It shows right there that before we went in, stuff in Iraq, yeah, okay, it wasn't like here, but it was, everybody was having fun. I mean, there's a...
Everybody was having fun that was maybe part of the Ba'ath Party. You know, everyone was having fun that was...
Well, I mean, everybody in America has fun if they're... If they support Bush, otherwise, they don't, you know, it's not.
I just wonder if this is about a day of leaving school and having fun and not going back to school.
Good question.
Just because you don't feel like it.
No. You know, we're very politically, you know, serious about it. And.
But are you politically informed?
Well, I mean, that's like the second time you've asked me that. I mean, is there, you know... Are you stuck on that, or
no? She's at, what do you know about this—the war in Iraq and the things that caused it?
All I know is that my uncle was part of the student protests at Berkeley, UC Berkeley, against Vietnam, and has been telling us all about it. Which
I mean,
do you understand?
There's people there that completely believe
who?
There's a cause. There's a reason why they're there. The soldiers there.
I think that's. I think that's propaganda or propaganda that they're telling about.
All right, Tracy. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Tracy, and then we got to wrap up. Go ahead.
I've spoken to soldiers that are there,
uh-huh.
and they feel a lot of hope that they're doing something good for those people there. That women have shown up to vote. That women are learning to drive. This is a country full of oppression where women couldn't do that. Now, would you guys? Did the girls at your school?
So in other words, if I told you could drive, then you'd say, oh yeah, okay, that's great. Then I don't need to have nothing else.
They didn't have anything else before, man. When
Well, no, I mean, I'm Frank. You know, Mr. Aaron, I'm talking. How old are you? The girl that I'm talking to. How old are you?
I'm 21.
Oh, see, you're not even in high school. I mean, I thought you were in high school.
I'm in college.
Yeah,
I'm a military dependent. I get to speak to.
You don't really
in the airport all the time.
But do you understand do you understand kids today?
Yes, I do. I'm just a few years older than you.
Yeah, but we're high school level, and it's changed way, way more.
What's changed? All right. I got to take a break, Tracy. Thank you. 1-800-449. What's changed? I'm just curious.
Well, I mean, they didn't have, when she was in high school, there was no protests about anything because, you know, there was no wars and there was no terrorism. Now, it's all over, and we got to stop it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm speaking here with Justin McElroy from L.A. Canyon High School on a planned student walkout March 10th, protesting U.S. involvement in Iraq. They are demanding immediate withdrawal of U.S. troops. If not, the students do not return to class. In a moment, I will be asking him, so they don't return to class, who do you think gets hurt? You, the school, who? Our number is 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I love my mom and everything, but her and her friends, they're nothing but like suburban sex hogs.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Justin McElroy is my guest this hour on The Phil Hendry Show, a student at L.A. Canyon High School, a student body that he says will be walking out March 10th to protest U.S. involvement in Iraq. And he is a student prefect, which is kind of like a student council, Justin.
Yeah, it's a group of students who are elected by the student body, and we have a faculty advisor.
And is there not a faculty member that is supporting this action?
Yes, sir, there is.
And you have refused to name who that is?
Well, yes, I have, because he is a faculty member who is, you know, admired by the students. We consider him a very good friend, and we have, you know, he has shown himself to be someone who's cool, I guess, and, you know, we can talk to him and stuff, and he doesn't really, he's not really, you know, busting down on anybody. I mean, there are some students who smoke, you know, who smoke marijuana, and I'm not in favor of that myself, but you can go to his house and have the freedom to do that. And
there's a faculty member at a high school letting kids come to his house to smoke weed. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, you know, you're making it sound like, I mean, everybody else, I mean, there's in colleges and everything, they smoke it there.
Yeah, they're college students, and they're over the age of 18, and if they get arrested or they get busted or whatever, they get cited, they're responsible.
You're making a big thing out of that. I mean, I've been pretty much the target of police in my community for a long time, starting as far back as the summer of 2003, when my cousin and I had two skyrockets that we lit off in my cousin's backyard, and we were chased by L.A. sheriff. And so we've had run-ins with the police going back even then, so I don't know how, you know, what you're saying.
All right, we've got a lot of people holding on to call. I want to ask you one thing. You talk about hazing. You said there's something called full strip downs, and you said it could be more serious than Mepham High. What are you talking about?
It's not something I do, but a lot of students, if they're sort of losers, are. I've heard about some members of the swimming team will do what's called a full pin down, a full strip down and pin down, and that's when they, you know, will. Have sex with the student.
What are we talking about? Rape?
No. Well, no. I mean, no, because it's generally it's guys with guys. I'm not in favor of it.
Guys raping other guys?
No. It's not with a female. It's with a guy.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Go to James. James, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Didn't understand why that guy was saying, like, what makes him better than all these people? Isn't this war supposed to be about not having a problem with conforming? Isn't that what he's basically basing his entire argument on? They don't want to conform to everything, yet he's asking everyone in his school to conform to this thing, because if they don't, they won't be cool. I mean,
well,
I just don't understand it.
First of all, we're trying to get a point across to President Bush and the military establishment. And the only way you can do that is to get every person to join in, and we're saying that they should. Otherwise, yeah, they're not going to be cool. I mean,
America's a free country.
Why would they
be able to have your own right to make your own decision, whether it's with everybody else or not? Some of the greatest people in our history have been those people that stood up and said, no,
okay,
you know what, I'm going to do it different. That's
maybe
why we are what we are.
Well, that's not necessarily true, because in World War II, everybody joined in, and that was and that's how they killed Hitler. Okay, so see, right there shoots down your theory. And
let's talk about how some of these kids are being threatened with rape if they don't.
No, I didn't say that. I said there has been the full pin down.
What, in other events?
Yeah.
And these kids won't be cool, because that will happen to them if they don't do that.
Well, what do you think if you say, let's go do something, and some kid goes, no, I don't want to do it because I'm going to get in trouble, naturally he's seen as a loser and a waste of space.
You know what was going on in the Middle East, why we were over there? Exactly what you're saying.
I don't care how they want to get oil money. They want to get oil money.
What you're saying is going to happen to these people is what happened to those people over in Iraq. They were in fear of their lives, so they were living oppressed and other things because they thought they would, because they didn't want to suffer the consequences of not following and not conforming.
We're trying to get enough money for oil. That's the whole reason why we're over there.
What do you mean we're trying to get enough money for oil?
That's the whole reason why we're over there, to get the money to buy oil. Well,
oh, wow.
You can laugh if you want, man, but I mean, you know, read a newspaper.
What do you mean get money for oil? You mean get oil, don't you?
Get oil and the money to buy it, yeah.
We have quite a bit of money.
Well, obviously not. If we did, we'd be able to afford, you know, gasoline, but we don't. So
okay.
we're not.
But
okay.
All right. 1-800 James, thanks. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show will be back with Justin McElroy coming up in our In another segment, not our next, Robert Greene from Fraser Foods. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball. It's entertainment. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to you about that. What is it? Justin McElroy joins us from Canyon High School. You're a student there, a junior, Justin, I understand. And you are calling for, along with other members, what sounds to me like a clique on campus of a general walkout, a student strike against the Iraq War, and a demand for an immediate pullout of troops, or you will not return to class on March 10th. So what if you don't go back to class? So what?
What do you ask? I don't know.
So what do you think they're going to do if you don't go back to class?
Well, I mean, that's kind of a funny question because nobody wants to go to school anyway, and so if they don't make us go back, guess what? They lose. So it's kind of, you know, we're in a win-win situation. They can't make us go back because we won't on account of Iraq. And also, if we don't go back, we don't want to go there anyway. I mean, no kid wants to go to school, so that's just a win-win.
What is a log drop?
It's pretty extreme hazing on our campus. It's known around a few schools, and I don't personally endorse it, but that's the kind of thing that happens if you're a loser. And
and the kids that don't walk out on March 10th are losers. What exactly is a log drop?
It's something that is engaged in by some students on other students. And
tell me what it is, because I want parents to hear what this is.
Well, okay, so what is this about now? You're, like, having me rat out, you know.
No, I just want to know.
Well, a log drop is you stick a kid's head in a bowl and flush it, and he gets what we call a swirly because his hair gets swirled up. But the log drop is when there's been someone has went in the bowl.
Someone has had a bowel movement, and then you put the kid's head in there and give him a swirly by flushing the toilet.
Yes, sir.
What is Splash Mountain?
Again, that's like, I don't know why you're asking me these questions. It's really none of your business.
No, I want to know because this is the kind of hazing that goes on at your school. What's Splash Mountain?
As far as I know, Splash Mountain is tying a kid to a tree or to a chair. And members of the computer club take turns urinating on him.
So this is going to happen to kids that do not...
No, Mr. Henry, I'm not saying that is going to happen. I'm just saying if you don't join us, so they don't want to get invited to the best parties this summer? Is that what they're saying? And also, they'll be a loser? That's what happens to some kids that are losers, and they won't be invited to the good parties.
You won't get invited to good parties. A log drop in Splash Mountain await you if you don't walk out on March 10th.
I'm saying maybe, that's all.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Carol, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I'm an educator from Arizona, and I teach sixth graders.
Go ahead, Carol.
More of my sixth graders are more informed about this war than this poor soul seems to be. If he wants to make a statement...
I can tell you anything you want about Iraq. I mean, that other lady was not very intelligent.
Well, everything you say, you stutter, you have to think about your thoughts. If you want to make a statement...
That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to think about your thoughts before you say them. God, are you kidding?
If you want to make a statement...
You kidding me?
You need to try and go to the legislator, change propositions, change bills. Walking out on your education is only hurting you. It's not hurting anybody else in that school, anybody in the war, or anybody like President Bush. If you don't get an education, you're not going to do anything in this world that's going to be any good to yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
It
won't affect me at all. It won't affect President Bush. It won't affect your teachers. It won't affect those other kids. And
yes,
if you're
it will,
so
because we won't have a new generation. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, I don't know if you're aware.
The ten kids that are going to walk out with you,
not ten,
aren't going to have kids. That would be wonderful.
2,800 kids are going to walk out on March the 10th.
Otherwise, hazing like log drops and Splash Mountain.
That's what some kids may do. Yeah, I don't know.
You just said that the computer club does the Splash Mountain.
Yes, ma'am.
I've never seen any computer, quote-unquote, geek, was probably what you would say, have the audacity to do anything like that to any other kid. And if you're really serious thinking that
about?
That everybody is going to be this type of loser if they don't walk out with you,
yeah.
Losers are going to be those kids that walk out with you because they're not going to get an education and do anything with the rest of their lives. You're going to be the people we walk by on the street that's begging for money because you have no intelligence,
really?
No education,
what?
And
guess
nothing
what?
Behind you.
Guess what? Scott Shannon, who is one of the highest paid DJs in America, is a high school dropout.
Well, he would have had to go back to school.
I hope that doesn't hurt too much. But see,
he would have had to go back
I slammed
to school
you
to
down.
Be a certified teacher.
I slammed... No! What?
Yes, he learned his lesson to be a teacher.
No,
and
this, no.
You know what?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
The wrong thing
Did you say
do.
Scott Shannon is a DJ?
Yeah, he's a disc jockey, not a teacher.
Oh, I thought you said teacher.
No,
I'm sorry.
And he's one of the most highest paid disc jockeys that's ever been. And he dropped out of high school. Yeah.
That's
exciting. See, now, Mr. Henry, she's not even saying
records.
He's making, like, millions.
If in 10 years you become this highest paid thing, you can take back everything I say.
Highest paid thing?
Well, whatever you decide you're going
to
be. But if you're not, if you won't,
I
know exactly what I'm doing.
I don't have to go to college to be a doctor. I don't have
You're out of your mind.
Oh, really? You don't have to go to college to be a doctor. If I know how to do it, all I got to do is take the test. Yeah, see, you don't.
Good luck, dude. Good luck.
Dude,
and
yeah.
I hope.
You know
I,
what?
I,
you teach sixth grade. You don't even. Forget it.
Well, what does that
Why
mean?
Why don't you go and smoke just... some more marijuana at your teacher's house?
You know, Arizona sounds like a good place for you. You're so totally removed from the mainstream.
You're the one who's removed and uninformed, and I really hope that somebody.
You seem to know a lot about you seem to know a lot about computer clubs. What, do you have parties for them and stuff? I bet you do. I bet you like invite them all over and everything.
All right, where are we going here?
Well, no, she seems to think she knows about computers and stuff. But you have them over to your house, and I'm sorry, I'm in my pantyhose. I didn't know I didn't have no pants on. Let me run in and get dressed.
I really hope that things
that,
work that out for you and that
completely...
you get more informed.
Oh, oops, I didn't know I wasn't wearing underwear. Here, let me just cross my legs.
Okay, so...
So, she'd be the first one who'd get the... She'd probably be the first one to get a full log drop. I mean, of all the...
All right, just hold on for a minute. When talking to teachers, have a little bit of respect, that's all. 1-800...
Yeah, but I've seen teachers like that. They're all, ha, 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 ha. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that the string was hanging out. I mean,
oh, come on, man.
No, Mr. Henry, I swear to God.
You swear to God what?
Yeah, some teachers will do that. They'll be sitting there and, you know, their knees are wide apart and she says, yeah, okay, and in 1492, you know, Columbus did this and that. Meanwhile, big string hanging down. That is, I know kids, and I can give you the names of three kids right now who are in the sophomore class that's seen it.
I don't want to know about that. I don't know about any of that, man. You're telling me about this walkout, okay? And what I consider to be an extreme and hazing splash mountain and log drop. 1-800-449-8686. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Justin McElroy from Canyon High School, L.A. Canyon High School, in a moment here on the planned walkout of the student body March the 10th. In just a moment, coming up later on in the program, the CEO of the Fraser Food Grocery Chain on a promotion that has gotten a great deal of negative press. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, Laura Bush wouldn't say crap if she had a mouth full of it.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Sticking a kid's head in a toilet where someone has just had a log drop. Urinating on a kid. What's called a strip down, or worse. All of these hazing incidents that a young man from a local high school says will happen to any student that does not, or could happen to any student that does not join in a walkout of students March the 10th, protesting the war in Iraq and demanding an immediate pullout. And Justin, just to be clear, you said that you will not return to class until this pullout happens. You know that's not going to happen, right?
Well, how can they... You know, make us go back to class. I mean, they can't make us go back to class.
Because you're a minor. Because you can be compelled to do that. You can't be compelled to do anything, but you can be compelled to attend school.
What do you mean compelled? I mean, what's that mean? I mean, why don't you speak English? I mean, you're talking...
I'm speaking English, man. It means forced.
Well, I don't... You know, I mean, Okay, fine. I mean, if that's what they're going to do. But all I'm saying is, you know, I'm just telling you right now that we have, I know the names of at least one teacher who is always, you know, she's yelling at us because she's got some kind of problem with her uterus or something, and so she takes it out on us. So we, I can have...
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just heard she's got, like a, I forget what it's called, but she, you know, has, like, she takes 2-3 days off because she, her period's so bad, and she...
All right, but never mind, man.
Well, I can give the names of these...
I don't want to hear the names of any of them. 1-800...
Fibroids, that's what it's called, and so she's all screaming and yelling, and she's got PMS, too.
Dude, is this what you're going to threaten a school with if they don't let you walk out on March the 10th, turning in some teacher who's got PMS?
What about the one that had the string hanging down? Same thing. See, there's a lot of, you know, you don't even know, man. You forget it. I could tell you stuff.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm not the guy to talk to about that then. 1-800-449-8686. Robert, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I'd just like to say I'm saddened and sickened by this young man's distorted view of the real world. The real world is not somebody who sits there and Monday morning quarterbacks everything that happens in the news.
What about that teacher?
You wouldn't know what was real until you had a mortar coming whistling by your head 5 feet away.
Okay, what?
I'm a United States service member, and I find it highly offensive that you are not part of the solution. You're part of the problem.
No.
There's only two types of people. Either you're part of the problem or you're part of the solution.
What about
the
teacher that has the string hanging
down? Sit there and look for somebody to blame.
You won't even comment on the teacher with the string that hangs down. See?
You are a joke.
Why am I a joke when I'm protesting on account of Iraq and teachers...
Are you proud of protesting? Is that a noble thing to do? Is that very honorable?
My uncle was...
Well, I'm sorry for your uncle.
...was part of the demonstrations at Berkeley against everything that they were against.
Yeah,
What were they against at Berkeley?
I'm not clear right now.
It was called the Vietnam War.
Okay,
and you know
fine.
What?
Big deal.
And you know what?
What?
You go to your local military base, go on to the base, say you want to visit, and start protesting. See how long you last.
Well, I'm not protesting about having a military. Oh, yeah, sure. So I'm going to go over there, and what are they going to do? Kill me? Are they going to kill me? No, because then they'd go to the brig. Oh, look at that. The guy hung up?
Yes, he did. He hung up because... And let me ask them, they were protesting against what at Berkeley?
You already said it.
Yeah, the Vietnam... You don't even know what your uncle was protesting. Are you doing it because of your uncle?
Mr. Henry, I'm a teenager and part of what's happening right now, and you're not. And for you to say you know about it, I mean, we've got 1,000,001 losers and 1,000,000... And those kids, I'm not saying that I would give them log drop. I wouldn't say, okay, drop a log on that guy, but we are going to be doing the protest. And I don't agree with it, but when the computer club gets it in their mind to take a weekend and visit Splash Mountain, I can't stop them. No one can stop them to do it. The computer club, they're weird. And
these are guys in your computer club, and they tie dudes to trees and pee on them.
If you don't do their bidding, yeah.
Their bidding? All right, hold on. 1-800-449... The guys in the computer club, if you don't do their bidding, they pee on you? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, God's favorite radio show. The Phil Henry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
Excuse me, Justin, if I'm the father of a young person who has just been tied to a tree and urinated on, or somebody did a log drop on him, I'm going to find out who did it and have those kids punished.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, they can't, because we're minors, they can't put us in jail. You know, all they're going to say is, oh, you know, you shouldn't have done that and everything. And if they kick us out of school, that's okay, too. So we really, at this particular time, the combined students of Canyon High have all the power, and we're going to protest Iraq and all of the troops that are there. And if they don't, hey, log drops around. I mean, you know, log drops in Splash Mountain are the order of the day, and there's nothing I can on account of that I can do about it.
Log drops in Splash Mountain are the order of the day, huh?
Yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686. Let me go to Dan. Dan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Justin, I'm amazed by your statement of leadership, and I want to comment on the last thing.
Are you a teacher? Are you a teacher?
You have nothing to do with, you know, preventing log drops. If you're a leader in your school,
are you a teacher?
I am not a teacher. I'm a leader in the industry that I work for. I was a leader in my high school. I was a captain of my football team for 3 years in a row, and I graduated in 1993 during Desert Storm to kind of rebuttal what you're about to say, that I wasn't at school during a war. I was in school during a very similar action that's going on right now. Now, I'm really concerned at your definition of leadership. A leader is not somebody who leads by fear. A leader is somebody who leads by example.
What about the mafia?
What do you want to be, a criminal enterprise? Is that what you want to be?
No, I'm just saying that they've been around for thousands of years.
You're right. The mafia has been around for thousands of years. However, that's not true leadership. It's leadership against what we're over there trying to do right now. It's leadership breaking the laws that this Constitution and this great nation has been built on. I'm really curious of your definition of leadership.
What are you
and your definition
about?
Of loser. I'm talking English and very clearly to you.
No,
I think you've got your definitions mixed up, sir. I think that you are a loser, and all of the people who are strong and try to get their education and move forward in this world to be our future.
How many steakhouses does the mafia own?
Going to laugh at
how many laundries does the mafia own? How many vending machines does the mafia own? Okay, see, there.
Justin, what does the mafia have to do with the question that I asked?
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
That tears it.